Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu osigcinile nosipha lolu suku lanamhlanje.
We thank God who has kept us and who has given us this day.
Sinibingelela ko nonke lapho nikhona endaweni zonke ngokuhlukahlukana kwini.
We greet you all there where you are.
Namhlanje la sikhona libalele lihle licwathile.
Here where we are today, it's a lovely sunny day.
Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu osinakekela.
And we thank God so much for keeping us and who looks after us.
Cela sivale amehlo sithandaze.
Shall we pray?
Baba wethu osezulwini, siyabonga ukuthi usivuse namhlanje.
Our Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up today.
Siyabonga ngesipho sempilo osiphile sona ukuba sikwazi ukuvuka futhi sikwazi ukuba silalele izwi lakho.
Thank you for health that we could wake up and that we can listen to your word.
Siyazi Nkosi ukuthi noma sizwa siphila kodwa bakhona abanye abahlobo bethu abangaphilile. Abanye abangakwazanga ukuthi bahlangane ngenxa yempilo siyabakhumbula. Sicela Nkosi ukuthi ubeke isandla sakho somusa empilweni zabo.
Lord, even though we feel and experience ourselves to be healthy, we remember our loved ones who are not so well and who are not even able to gather together with us or tune in due to ill health. And we pray, Lord, that there where they are, you'll be gracious to them and that you'll place your hand of healing and of grace upon them.
Ukuhlangana kwethu Nkosi noma sihlangana ngamagaga somoya uma siyohlangana wena ungekho ukuhlangana kwethu kuyokuba yizeleze.
Lord, even though we gather together across the airwaves as we do, if you would not be with us in our meeting, all of it would be in vain.
Ngakho ke Nkosi sikumema sizithobe enyaweni zakho. Sicela Nkosi ukuba wehle ube kanye nathi usibusisele izwi lakho ukhulumisane nezimpilo zethu ngalo.
And that's why, Lord, we bow at your feet and we pray that you would bless your word to us and speak to us through it.
Amen.
Amen.
Okokuqala siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu osigcinile futhi simbonga uNkulunkulu ngeenkonzo zabasha esiphuma kuzona.
Firstly, we'd like to thank God who's kept us and also for the way that he helped us with the youth conference that we've had.
Sibonga ukusebenza kaNkulunkulu ngendlela ekhethekileyo.
And we thank God for his way or the way in which he worked in such a special way.
Njengalokhu besisho nangazi inkonzo zabasha besinibona nonke abantu abasha ngamehlo enhliziyo. Sicabanga ukuthi ngabe senikhona nigcwele kodwa kwenzekanga noma kunjalo akumvimbanga uNkulunkulu ukuthi akhulumisane nathi.
And as we said during the youth conference that we see you in our mind's eye and we could envisage how you had packed this auditorium in your numbers, and even though that didn't happen, but we thank God nevertheless that didn't prevent him from working, but that the messages could still reach you there where you are.
Futhi siyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu usaqhubeka uyawenza umsebenzi wakhe enhlizweni yalona lo.
And we trust that the Lord is still continuing with his work in each and everyone's heart.
Futhi siyakholwa ukuthi izibonelo zonke esicotshelelwe ngazo ziyasiza futhi zisihlomisile zizohamba nathi indlela yethu yonke.
And I trust that all the examples that were held before us helped us in our spiritual lives and that we can take those together with us as we continue with life.
Manje lapha ekhaya kwasiza abantu uma kuphuma iinkonzo zika December kuqala ezinye iinkonzo futhi.
Now usually here at the mission, just after the youth conference in December, we normally start with another series of services.
Nalapho futhi siyanibona bazalwane niqhamuke endaweni ezahlukahlukene abanye sesize sabajwayela noma bengakhonzi lapha ekhaya ukuthi hawu sebezofika abaqhamuka ko-Eastern Cape, abaqhamuka koPitoli, koMpumalanga, koSwazini. Siyanibona nonke nje ngamehlo engqondo.
And then usually we have many visitors. Excuse me. Over the Christmas period, and many who come from various parts of the country that even though they don't normally attend services here with us, but they come during that period from all over.
Sesibhekene nesikhathi lapho sigubha umkhosi kaChristmas.
Because we are now in this period where we celebrate Christmas.
Siyathanda ukumemezela ukuthi iinkonzo zikaChristmas ngomusa kaNkuluNkulu futhi nazo zizoba khona.
And so we would like to announce that the Lord willing, we will have a special series of services also now during Christmas.
Kusho ukuthi inkonzo yokuqala izoba khona lapha ekhaya ngomhla ka-24 ngo-6:30 ntambama yokuqala.
So the first service part of that series will be on the 24th of December, Christmas Eve, at 6:30 in the evening.
Bese kuthi ngosuku lukaChristmas uLwesihlanu kube khona inkonzo futhi kaChristmas ngehora leshumi.
And then on Friday, that is the 25th of December, we will have a service at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, sorry, ngenxa yokuthi ifana nenkonzo yangesonto izoba ngo-11.
Rather, instead, it will be at 11, similar to our Sunday morning services.
Bese futhi iphindi ibe khona ntambama ngo-6:30.
And then again in the evening, on the 25th at 6:30 in the evening.
Bese nangakusasa futhi ibe khona ngo-11.
And then on the Sunday, it will also be in the morning at 11 o'clock.
Bese iphindi ibe khona futhi maligamanxa ihora lesithupha.
And then again on Sunday evening at 6:30.
Manje bengicabanga nje ngesikhathi sixoxa ngazo indaba zeNkonzo.
And I just thought about this as we discussed the matters concerning the services.
Ngacabanga ukuthi uma sidlula futhi kuChristmas sesiqala silungiselela iNkonzo zabefundisi.
I thought that after Christmas services we normally start arranging and organizing for the ministers' conference.
Kodwa futhi singakafiki inkonzo zabafundisi ngikhole ukuthi izobe sekufika iphasika kuqala.
But usually before that or in that time also we have the Easter conference.
Kusho ukuthi umsebenzi mningi lapho sikhona sidinga ubasikhanye lapho sikhona sidinga ubasifaka amandla ukuba ivangeli lifinyelele emkhawulweni womhlaba.
So we have a lot to do to let our light shine that it may reach the furthest corners of the earth.
Kulesi sikhathi ke sikaChristmas kuyisikhathi esimnandi, isikhathi esithokozelekayo, isikhathi sokuhlangana kwehlobo nabangani.
Time, the Christmas time, this festive season is a wonderful period of joy when family and friends meet together to celebrate.
Nathi njengebandla siyathanda ukuba sikhuthaze abazalwane, sikhuthaze umphakathi ukuthi kuyisikhathi esihle lesi sokuba ilona lo muntu amukele isipho sikaChristmas.
And we would also like to encourage you, members of the congregation, members of the community, to at this Christmas time receive this gift.
Siyazi ukuthi kuyisikhathi sokuphiwana izipho sokuthokozelelana kodwa bakhona abantu hleze athi umuntu mayeqalaza ngapha nangapha kwakhe abone lolu suku noma lesisikhathi kuyisikhathi esifanelayo nezinye izinsuku. Ngoba uma ecabanga ukuthi uzothathana ahlanganise nani abone yena ukuthi hayi kuyafana nje.
And although it's a time when people exchange gifts, we know that there are those and quite a number who look all around them and they don't see this time as any different to any other time, because if they look at what they have, what they can put together, what they receive, what they can give, it's no different to any other time. It's just as dismal as any other time.
Kodwa akabongwe uNkulunkulu ngendodana yakhe uJesu Kristu akangamgodlanga njengesipho sawo wonke umuntu.
But may God be praised, who did not withhold his only begotten Son, but gave him as a gift to mankind and to everyone.
Singakwazi kuba sonke sizithathele lesisipho esingumsindisi.
And all of us can gladly receive and welcome this gift, who is the Savior.
Isipho esabelwe noma ngabe unotho noma unalutho noma ucazile istokfel sakho noma ucazanga noma umuntu ongathatha entweni, kodwa isipho esikhulu esaphiwa umhlaba ukuba kuwo umhlaba uzikhethele ukuthi uyasamukela lesi sipho noma usamukile.
This gift, which is freely available to everyone, to the poor and the downtrodden, to those who don't even have a stockfel, and maybe those who are well off. It's for everyone. This gift is available to everyone who will welcome and receive him.
Nanga zolezi ntsuku kuzobe sikhunjuzwa, sincengwa, sinxuswa ukuba size sisondele etafuleni ukuba samukele lesi sipho singu Jesu Kristu.
And in these days we'll be reminded of this gift. We'll be invited. In fact, we'll be urged to come and sit at the table and come and partake of this feast and receive this gift of God.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngobuholi balapha emishini kwasiza abantu ukuthi nangazo lezi zikhathi esingathi izikhathi zokujabula, izikhathi abantu abayithatha ukuthi izikhathi zokuphumula, kodwa bona kube noma babe nalombono ukuthi sijabule ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu, sihlangane ezweni likaNkulunkulu.
And so we want to thank the leadership of the mission as well, that at this time of joy and celebration, they thought it fit to make it possible for us to experience the fellowship and the warmth and the joy of Christ at this time.
Ukuthi noma abanye bese maholidini angimelene neholidi, kuhle ukuthi umuntu aphumule, kodwa ukuthi noma ngabe kwelakhe isonto kuzobe kulenga ukhiye ngoba kuyisikhathi samaholidi kuyoholidwa, kodwa lapha ekhaya bathi sizoba nazo lezi nkonzo minyaka yonke, ukuthi nawe ozifice khoneni ungenasipho ukwazi ukuhleshulelwa unikezwe nawe ingxenye yakho kulesi sipho esikhulu esinguKristu Jesu.
And at this time when many people are on holiday, even many churches, the doors are locked, the pastor is on holiday, but we're thankful to the leadership of the mission that even though it may be like that, that here we will have these services and you will have the opportunity. Even if materially you've got nothing to rejoice about, you've got something far greater than that, and we want to share that gift of God with you.
Sibonga nangendlela zokuxhumana ukuthi noma sikuphi lapho sikhona, kodwa engingakunxusa ukuthi ungalahlekelwa uSathana akurobhe isibusiso sakho.
So we thank God for the technology that we can still reach you and that we can meet in that way and hear the message in that way, but I want to warn you nevertheless, be careful that Satan doesn't rob you.
Akuphuci isipho sesikufikele uhleli kusofa noma isipho esilethwa kuwe uhleli kulo sofa wakho nofozelayo esikhundleni sokuthi uhlale uSathane akususe esihlalweni athi bamatasa nje unakane namasaladi ube matasa uthi hayi ngizobeka indlebe nje ngibe ngiqhubeka ngisebenza cha ukuze ukwazi ukusamukela kahle lesi sipho udinga ukuhlala phansi uNkulunkulu ukwenzela umusa ukuthi athe kulethela okubest wakhe kodwa ngalesi simo esibhekene naso athi uzozokukhonza uzokulethela ngetray uhlele ekhaya lakho hlala mntwana kaNkulunkulu ulindele wamukele ungabi matasatasa uSathana akhiphe busy.
And so as you have the opportunity to sit down and so to say where God serves you with the best on a tray, bringing everything to you, all you have to do is to receive it. But Satan, who is wily, can come with his plans to distract you and to keep you busy with so many other things. You're busy preparing the salad and everything else. And you say, well, I'll listen while I'm busy with this, but you lose out on that which God has prepared for you.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu angaba nomusa, angisize, akusize nawe, ukuthi ngalesi sikhathi, abantu belibungaza lesi sikhathi nalolu usuku, ngezinto eziningi ezibheke eceleni, nezibaxabanisa noNkulunkulu. Kodwa thina kube isikhathi sokuba sisondezwe kakhulu kuNkulunkulu sisamukele lesi sipho esinguJesu Kristu.
May God be gracious to you and to me as many people celebrate these days but in ways that are displeasing to God and that are sinful, that you and I instead would be drawn closer to God to receive this wonderful gift that he has come to bring us freely.
Siyabonga nje bekudlula kulokho. Ngicela kwabana amaBhayibheli sifunde izwi encwadini ngokaLuka isahluko sesibili sizofunda kusukela evesini lamashumi amane nantathu.
And that was just by way of an introduction. And now shall we turn to the word of the Lord and the gospel according to Luke chapter 2 and verse 43.
Kufundeka nje sebeziqedile izinsuku ekubuyeni kwabo umntwana uJesu wasala eJerusalem abazali bakhe bengazi.
And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it.
Bethi ke bona uphakathi kwabahambisana nabo bahamba ibanga losuku bamfumana phakathi kwezihlobo nabazana nabo.
But supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey. But then they began to search for him among the relatives and acquaintances.
Bengamtholi babuyele eJerusalem. Bamfumana.
And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem searching for him.
Kwathi emva kwezinsuku ezintathu bamfumana ethempelini ehlezi phakathi kwabafundisi ebezwa ebabuza.
After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions.
Sithandaze.
Shall we pray?
Izwi lakho leli, Nkulunkulu wethu ongcwele, amazwi obuntu awakwazi ukulichaza futhi ingqondo yomuntu ayikwazi ukuliqonda.
Lord, this is your word, which human words and language cannot expound sufficiently, and the mind of man is incapable of fully grasping.
Ngiyacela babo sezulwini ukubuligcobe ukhulume ngalo enhlizweni zethu.
But Lord, would you please anoint these words and speak to our hearts through them.
Amen.
Amen.
Manje esindlalelweni bengikhuluma ngesipho esingumntwana uJesu Kristu.
In the introduction, I spoke about God's gift, who is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Kodwa ngifisa ukukhuluma ngokuhlukile kancane.
But I'd like to now speak on a slightly different topic.
Lapha sifunda indaba uJesu nabazali bakhe bebesohambwe.
Here we read about when Jesus went on a trip together with his parents.
Kuthiwa ohambweni labo bebese Jerusalem.
On their trip, they went to Jerusalem.
Bebe nentsukwana belapho noma bebezochitha khona.
Where they spent a couple of days.
Uma besendleleni bebuyela ekhaya noma bebuyela bethatha uhambo lokubuyela eNazareth.
And when they took the journey to go back home to Nazareth,
endleleni uma behamba bayaphawula ukuthi kukhona okushodayo, kukhona okungekho phakathi kwabo.
On their way back, they realized that something, or more particularly, someone was missing.
Lapho behamba baphawula ukuthi ukhona ongekho nobalulekile kubona njenganabazali.
Someone was missing. Somebody very important to them as parents.
Kuthiwa bese behambe ibanga elingangosuku, kusho ukuthi sebehamba usuku lonke. Emva kosuku bayaphawula ukuthi umntwana akekho.
And they had already continued the journey for a whole day before they actually realized that he was not there.
Kwenzeka into eyisimanga ukuthi uma bephawula ukuthi akekho phakathi kwabo, base becabanga ukuthi hayi, mhlambe akekho nje la eduzane, mhlambe uphambili uphakathi kwabanye abahambisana nabo.
And then they surmised that although he wasn't with them personally, that he was then probably in the group somewhere, either with their relatives or other acquaintances.
Kodwa uma beqhubeka bebheka bathola ukuthi cha, lo muntu, lo mntwana akekho.
But when they started asking around, they realized to their consternation, no, he wasn't there.
Lapho sebeqonda ukuthi akekho, abahlalanga banethezeka ukuthi hayi akekho, kusho ukuthi uzobuya afike, noma mhlawumbe abambonayo bazomletha.
When they realized that, they didn't just accept the fact and say, well, he'll probably pitch up at some time later on, or whoever he's together with, they'll bring him perhaps sometime later on.
Kodwa sifunda ukuthi bahlupheka, ekhluphekeni kwabo bathatha isinyathelo.
No, they were troubled about the fact, and in their being troubled, they took certain steps.
Kuthi abasuka bamfuna baze bahlehla babuyele emuva eJerusalema behamba bemfuna umntwana.
They started seeking for him diligently all over, and when they didn't find him in their group where they were, they decided to turn around and to go back to Jerusalem to go and look for him there.
Kwabathatha insuku ezintathu besemshikashikeni behluphekile bemfuna umntwana.
For 3 days they were looking all over, troubled, concerned, perhaps not even sleeping, looking for him.
Buka ekhluphekeni kwabo, uma befika bamfica umntwana unethezekile uhleli usethempelini.
And when they found him very comfortable or at ease, relaxed there in the temple.
Lapho ngifunda le ndaba, ngahlupheka enhlizweni yami ngokucabanga ngalomntwana.
When I read this, I was troubled in my heart, concerning this child.
Bantwana bakaNkulunkulu bakhona bantu abahamba emhlabeni baqhubeke baphile kodwa umntwana unguJesu Kristu engasekho empilweni zabo.
Now friends, here in this world there are people continuing with their lives as if nothing is amiss whilst they do not have this child, the Christ child, together with them.
Bacule bafakaze bashumayele kodwa umntwana engasekho phakathi kwabo.
They are singing, they are testifying, they are doing everything, whereas this child, the Christ, is not there with them.
Bayacula ngoba vele ukucula kuyinto abayaziyo noma esengqondweni yabo. Bayashumayela ngoba vele kuyinto abayithatha kalula, abahluphekeli ukwenza isiqiniseko sokuthi umntwana ukhona kanti kade asala umntwana.
They sing and they preach because it's the done thing. It's something that they can do in their own strength. But they're not troubled about the fact that Jesus isn't with them, and they're not concerned to find out where he remained behind.
Abanye bayamhlubuka uJesu bahlubuke nasemabandleni bayoqala amanye amabandla bashumayele khona kanti umntwana akasekho.
Some forsake God, they forsake their church, they go and they start another church, and there they start preaching and doing everything, and yet the Christ child is not with him. They've left him behind.
Abanye bashiya kancane izinto abazifundiswe ngumntwana uKristu Jesu bayishiye emva kwesikhathi bahlubuke balishiye ivangeli lapho bayovuka khona bavuka bayashumayela kodwa akasekho umntwana.
And they leave behind that which this child has taught him and that which they were taught about this child, and they go, and after some time they decide they will do something, and they'll do something spiritually, but the Christ is not with them.
UJesu wakufundisa ukuthi uthobe, uJesu ekufundisa ukuhlonipha, uJesu ekufundisile ukuthi uma kukhona ongahambi kahle noma omunye umntwana kaNkulunkulu ekuvezela ngephutha, uthobe uphenduke kulo. Kodwa lapho umntwana engasekho uyaqala ubuka umuntu ungaboni usizo, ungaboni uJesu osebenzisa lo muntu ukuba kusize.
At the beginning you were taught to humble yourself, you were taught to bow, you were taught to accept it if somebody comes and helps you spiritually and corrects you. But when the child is no longer with you, you don't see that person as correcting you. You just see somebody who's against you.
Angazi ukuthi abazali bakaJesu yini le abaphawula ngayo nabayizwayo ukuthi umntwana akekho phakathi kwabo. Yabahlupha lento bahlupheka ukuthi umntwana akekho phakathi kwabo.
I don't know when and how it was that Jesus's parents noticed that Jesus was no longer with them, which then troubled them to such an extent that they didn't rest until they found him.
Ngabe wena mntwana kaNkuluNkulu uyakhluphekela yini? Uyakulangazelela yini? Ukuyizwela, ukumfuna, umfunisise ukuthi umthole lo mntwana onguJesu Kristu na?
Child of God, are you concerned about the fact that Jesus is with you? And when you realize that he's not with you, that you seek him until you find him.
Njengalokhu sikulezi zikhathi zikaKhisimusi amakholwa amaningi ayalahlekelwa ngumntwana ngoba bethi hayi kuyajatshulwa nje, siyaselebrate nje kanye nje ngalesi sikhathi umntwana uKristu elahleka.
Even during this time of joy and celebration, there are many Christians who lose the child. And he goes missing. Why? Because they say, well, you know, we're just going to do these things once off. We're just going to show our joy and enjoy this once off, but in what they do, they lose the child.
Indlela yokuziphatha kwabantu abasha ababizwa ngegama lokuthi bangabazalwane ngoba kuyisikhathi sika Christmas, isikhathi sika New Year siya celebrate ngaleso sikhathi belahlekelwa umntwana uChristu Jesu.
And young people who call themselves by the name of Christ, who say they are believers, they are Christians, during this Christmas and this festive season, Christmas, New Year's, they celebrate in such a way by being immoral, by getting involved in things they shouldn't get involved in, because they say they're celebrating and they lose the Christ child.
Indlela abagqoka ngayo ngoba bethi bayajabula semaholidini isehlisa isithunzi sobuKristu adelelwe athukwe umntwana uKristu Jesu empilweni yekhona.
And where they go on holiday and they say, well, you know, we're on holiday, we'll dress like this and expose our bodies, and they don't care how they dress, they want to fit in with the rest. And they even take selfies of themselves while they are dressed like that. And those images are spread all over, and the name of Christ is brought to disgrace because of that.
Athi umuntu ngiyajabula isikhathi sika Khisimusi nokukholwa ngikubeke eceleni ngiyajabula just once a year.
And a person says, you know, they excuse themselves. They say, I'm just doing this once a year. I'm celebrating, so allow me just to let go of the restrictions and just to be free and do what I like at this time.
Kodwa mhlobo wami angivumele ngikubuze uphi umntwana usekhona uyaphila yini uma ekhona.
But let me ask you, where is the Christ child in your life? Is he still alive if he's there?
Bakhona abantu abahambayo athi umuntu ukhona umntwana kanti kadafa.
There are some that say, no, he's with me. But they don't realize they've continued on their journey for a long period of time, and Jesus has long ago died in their lives.
Ukhona omunye engimaziyo umama wayeshadile.
Now, there's a certain person whom I know, a lady who had been married.
Ephiwe ekuhlabeleleni, ekushumayeleni, ekudansiseni ibandla lize livoshoke phansi, ediliza ingelosi ngokusho kwabantu banamhlanje.
And she was very gifted in singing and preaching, and she could really perform and work up the audience when she would be in front of the audience. And as according to what the people would say, she would bring down angels from heaven.
Kwatholakala ukuthi umama ulindele.
And then it was found that she was expectant.
Awu kodwa indlela kalinyakazisa ngayo ibandla. Uke wamnika imike kudilika ingelosi.
But she was able to work up the audience. If you had given her that mic, oh my, she would perform. And she would, so to say, according to the people, bring down angels from heaven.
Kodwa mama badala behlupheka ukuthi ayi siyabaza abantu babekhona impela nathi siyasonta mhlambe kodwa kwethu ukukholwa kancane awukwazi ukwenza kanje mawulindele.
And but the older people thought, how is it possible that she can go about like that in the condition that she is in? We're not used to that, but maybe it's because our faith is just too small.
Akithime phezu kwamabhentshi, phezu kwezihlalo, ediliza izulu, wena owabona abantu bememeza, ngathi impela, angani noma kusuke kuyilona la ngempela, leli esuke selehlizwe, noma kusuke sekwehla into zabo.
And she would jump on the chairs and dance on the chairs and go about in front of the church, and everybody would become so worked up and so excited because of all of that. I don't know if she was bringing heaven down to earth or something else, but something was coming down. After some time, she had to visit her doctor.
Uma efika kodokotela kutholakala ukuthi lo mntwana kade ayishonela usazwa abahlaze esesweni sika mamake.
And it was found that the child in her had long ago died and was already in a bad state.
Uma ese thola umntwana ukuthi ushonile lento yokukhuluma ngama social media hawu wathumela ke xoxe nabangani ukuthi hayi ngithola ukuthi umntwana usekashonile this and that la idlulise khona nabantu badlulisele abantu.
And so when it was found that had happened, she then informed everybody following her on social media what had happened, and those people spread the message further.
Kwaze kwafika nako mama laba badala basesontweni.
And eventually these older ladies from the church also got to know the news.
Base besuka mama bayolila.
And then they got up and they mourned over this.
Baya kuyo mama bezokhalisana kanye naye ngalokho kumehlele.
And they went to her as well to come and grieve together with her and mourn with her over that which had happened.
Base bebuza ukuthi umngcwabo uzoba nini.
And then they asked, when will the funeral be?
Athu mama umngcwabo.
And then she said, funeral? What funeral?
How? Umngcwabo phela njengoba sizwile ukuthi umama udlulelwe umntwana.
No, it's because we heard that your unborn baby had died.
Athi pho manje umngcwabo wokwenzani?
So she said, what does one need a funeral for then?
Angikwazi ukuthi ngingabukana nethuna lengane engazange ngiyincelise.
She said, no, I can't for the rest of my life look at the grave of an unborn baby that I never knew, that I never suckled.
Awu kodwa mama bazothina abantu abakwaziyo nabazwile ukuthi umama belindele nasebezwile ukuthi umama ushonelwe umntwana.
But they said, what about all the people who knew you were expecting and who now heard that your baby has passed away?
Tunga ningayihluphi ngabantu abathanda indaba nenkingi uyoza kumina kodwa ngikwazi ukuthi ngingabukana nethuna lengane engazange ngincelise.
And then she said, no, you mustn't be worried about what people say. If they speak about it, just send them to me. But I can't face this, having a grave of an unborn baby that I never knew.
Kodwa ngiqonda ukuthi izihlobo zami ekugxumeni ekufakazeni kuloko okushumayela kuloko okuthandaza umntwana usaphila noma usefile na.
But the point I'm making is that you maybe think the child is alive in you and you testify and you go about things, but is he still alive?
Kulo mkhukhwana wakho osuzenzele wona ngoba uhlubukile ungafunanga ukuphathwa ebandleni lakini wasuphuma yoqala umkhukhwana wakho nalabo ophume nabo ngabe kusahamba ngayo indlela yomntwana ophilayo na.
Tell me, there where you leave behind your church and you go and start your own movement somewhere else, maybe with others that you left with, tell me, in that which you are doing, is the child still alive and is he with you?
Yebo, uyalifunda iBhayibheli, ulichaze, ukhulume phambi kwabantu, ngoba bazi ukuthi umntwana okuyaphila noma usefile, basho amen, ucabanga ukuthi ngokusho kwabo ukuthi amen umntwana uyaphila, kanti kadafa.
Yes, you can read the Bible. You can expound on it because you know the Bible, you know the theology. And people maybe even say amen when you preach to them because they don't know what is the state of the child in you. Perhaps he's died long ago.
Mhlambi sife sibulala umntwana uJesu empilweni yakho impakamo yokuzazi ukuthi ubani nanokuthi awutshelwa ufuna ukutshelwa wena.
And maybe the disease which caused the child to die in you is your pride, where you don't want anybody else to tell you anything, what you must do. You're not prepared to submit to authority.
Lapho umncane emehlweni akho usathobekile phambi kwamehlo akho. Lapho wawusalungela ukuba ukorrekthwe mawunephutha. Ungufakazi wezithelo ezazivela lapho zikhombisa ukuthi umntwana okuwe uyaphila.
But when you were still small in your own eyes, when you were still able and prepared to accept advice and correction, even from some who may seem low down and insignificant, you can testify yourself what fruit there was in your life, how God could use you, and what the result of that was.
Mhlabe namhlanje ungasho ukuthi uyazibona impawu ezikhomba ukuthi umntwana ubuthaka. Umntwana uyagula futhi kungekudala uzofa uma ngasithatha isinyathelo sokuba wenze isiqiniseko sokuthi lo mntwana ugcinekile uyaphila. Ukuphila kwakhe kuthela izithelo empilweni yakho.
But maybe now there are signs of the fact that the child has grown weak and malnourished and he's about to die in your life if you don't take drastic steps to make sure that this child is returned to health, it will be the end.
Mhlambe futhi sifa singenile simhlaya umntwana enhlizweni ulaka olukhombayo ukuthi ukufa kungenile awusakwazi ukuphawula ukuthi hayi khona ukushaya amanzi umntwana la akakwazi umntwana ukuhlala la kunolaka khona.
And maybe the warning sign in your life that something has gone wrong is the anger and the rage that rises up in your heart and in your life. And maybe you don't even realize it, that the child cannot be healthy if he's got to be in such a condition and where there is such anger.
Akakwazi umntwana uJesu ukuhlala lapho xoxozela khona. Se uyaxoxozela umntwana kaNkuluNkulu ungaphawula ukuthi ngaleyo ndlela usumcimile umntwana kaNkuluNkulu.
That child cannot live and cannot be healthy in a state where there is turmoil and there is chaos spiritually. And by that, you don't realize, by that turmoil that you're allowing in your life, you are, so to say, strangling that child.
Mntwana kaNkuluNkulu lapho uJesu aphila khona kwazi ukuphila ukumelana ukuphila ukugxeka empilweni yomuntu osibiza ukuthi ungumntwana kaNkuluNkulu umntwana uJesu senhlizweni yakhe.
That child cannot be healthy and live in an environment where you are continually finding fault and criticizing and grumbling and murmuring. He can't live in such an environment.
Hayi ungabakhohlisa abanye mhlamba bangakwazi ukusebenza kamoya engcwele phakathi kwabo ukuthi ungathi lempilo kuyo kulesi simo kuso ngokomoya sokugxeka sokusola bese uthi nomntwana uJesu uyaphila kuleyo nto uyadlala uyasikhohlisa.
Maybe you'll deceive those who don't know the working of the Holy Spirit, who don't know what it is like when God is at work, and maybe you can deceive them even while you're finding fault and criticizing and going against God's people. Well, you can maybe deceive them, but you're just playing around.
So uqala ukureta abantu ekudinga basondele kuwe bezokusiza umntwana kaNkuluNkulu ungazikhohlisi ufile umntwana uJesu empilweni yakho.
And then you want to rate those people of how they are like, those people to whom you should be submitting yourself and listen to their rebuke and listen to their correction.
Usuhlonipha labo abasabayo ukuthi angifuni ukuvela kusibanibani amakhalaza ami ukuthi ngubani. Hayi mntwana kaNkuluNkulu kufile ukukholwa kwakho nalo Jesu wakhe angimfuni maye njalo.
And you only respect those that take the opposite stand. Let me tell you, your Christ child is dead and I don't want that life that you've got.
Kodwa lapha abazali baka Jesu bePaul ukuthi akekho bakhathazeka bahlupheka ukuthi umntwana akekho phakathi kwabo.
But when Jesus's parents realized that he was not there with them, they were troubled and they did not rest. They did not give themselves any peace or rest until they found him.
Wena mntwana kaNkuluNkulu ube nokthula uhlebe ngemzalwane wakho. Bese uthi uJesu uyaphila kuleyo mpilo enjalo. Ifile impilo enjalo umntwana kaNkuluNkulu angikutshele ngingakufihleli.
Can you have peace in your heart whilst you are gossiping and slandering about your fellow brother or sister? Let me tell you that if you don't realize it, that child is dead in your life.
Uma mntwana kaNkuluNkulu uzifica esimweni lapho unethezeka uhlele into enza lokuphila ezixabanisa noNkuluNkulu kukufane nje kube sengathi hayi yonke into ihamba kahle kufile sihlobo sami ukhole umntwana uJesu ufile.
How can you be comfortable and sit on your sofa and just relax as if nothing is wrong, nothing is amiss, while the Christ child is not with you? Let me tell you, your spiritual life is dead.
Sekufika intombi, intombi sizoxoxa amanyala kuwe, sizoxoxa ngamasokazo kuwe. Uthule uhleke, uzukomente nawe kodwa uthi umntwana uJesu uyaphila. Ufila ngimfisi futhi maye njalo.
And maybe as a girl, other girls come to you, they can come with their dirty talk, they can come and share with you concerning their boyfriends and how it is, and you listen to that, and you maybe laugh together with them, and maybe even comment on that. Let me tell you, your Jesus is dead.
Aw insizwa yevangeli ekholwayo sifika insizwa ezizokhuluma konke ungcole ezikwenza neintombi zaso uthula uhleke umamatheke uzukomente kodwa uthi umntwana uJesu uyaphila uhlala ukhululeka ungezwa ukuthi khona ukushayisa amanzi kukhona ukukhomba ukuthi umntwana uyafa.
And maybe as a young man, the other young men come to you and they relate to you all dirty things that how it's going between them and their girlfriends, and you enjoy this talk, and you participate in that, and you think that Jesus is alive in your life?
Phakathi kwakho mama ekhaya nobaba isimo sinjani? Siyakhomba ukuthi umntwana uyaphila, uyakhula, uyawubumba umndeni, noma ikati negundane ekhaya.
Now you, father and mother, husband and wife at home, how is it in your relationship with one another? Does that relationship show that Jesus is alive and well and that he's growing in you? Or is there maybe a cat and dog affair between you?
Mhlambi simo sinjenjenje ekhaya makungenxa yomona iso elinganeliseki. Ubona izinto komakhelwane uzifisela kakho. Uhluleke ukulinganisela ubaba wasekhaya lakho ukuthi amandla akhe angakanani.
And maybe you as a wife, you are dissatisfied. You're dissatisfied about what you're receiving from your husband. You compare yourself to the others in the neighborhood and you see it's going better with the Joneses than what is going with you. And you don't realize that that's just the way that God has given your husband the ability that he has.
Senze nacula esikweletini ngoba ubaba uzama ukuthi alinganise istandard. Ngoba wena mama namhlanje ukhala ngalokho awubuke kwasibani bani sebehamba ngemoto enje thina sahamba ngemoto enje. Awubuke kwasibani bani bafaka ifinish enje thina sena le finish enje. Awunakho ukweneliseka ngoba umntwana ufile.
And you want to keep up with the Joneses and you go into debt. And you say, well, the neighbors, they're driving such a smart car. Let's just look at our old car. Look at the nice furniture they've got. What kind of furniture have we got? And you're dissatisfied. If that's the case, the child is dead in you.
Kodwa sifunde kuhle kubazali bakaJesu ukuthi lapho behlupheka bemfuna. Bamfuna baze bamthola ngamanye amazwi abanelisekanga bengakamtholi. Nawe mntwana kaNkuluNkulu unganeliseki isimo sempilo ohleli kuso wakamtholi uJesu.
But let us learn from the parents of Jesus, who once they discovered that he's not with him, that they went about seeking him, and they didn't give themselves any rest until they found him, and you do the same in your life.
Lalela abantu bangakutusa bakushayela izandla kodwa wena ekujuleni kwenhliziyo yakho uyazi ukuthi umntwana akasekho musu kuphumula ungakahlangana ungakamtholi.
Whether people praise you, whether they compliment you, whether they applaud you, do not be satisfied with that. If you realize the child is not with you, you need to seek him.
Bakubiza ngeqhawe mhlambe lokuthi wakwazi ukuma ebandleni. Wathi hayi ngiyaphuma mina, ngiyahamba abahamba nami abahambe nami. Bakubiza ngeqhawe kodwa ekujuleni kwenhliziyo uyazi ukuthi umntwana akasekho. Ungaphumuli ungakamtholi.
Maybe people even call you heroic, and they say, you know, you've got so much courage.
You're a real hero. You were able to get up and you were able to tell people what you think of them and you were able to leave them behind and go your own way. But when you are quiet, you realize there's something missing in my life. Don't give yourself any rest until you find him that is missing.
Siphile esikhathini la khona kuqhamuka inqwaba yabafundisi ababizwa ngama young pastors abangafuni ukuluswa abangafuni ukuseva ngaphansi kobuholi ubizwa ngeqhawe kuthiwa uyinkunzimalanga wena ka pastor ushumayela kuqhiza umentshisi kodwa uyazi ukuthi noma ushumayela ushumayela ngoba ukhuluma ulimi lakini kodwa umntwana akasekho.
And maybe you even go and you preach. Like there's some that call themselves, you know, they're the generation of young pastors. But they're not prepared to submit to their churches, to those who are older. They go out independently and people speak so well of them and they can preach that the dust flies. But it's all a big show. The Christ child is not there.
Lalela ubizwa ngomfundisi wesikhathi. Ubizwa ngomfundisi wempuce uko ovumela zonke izinto. Yebo mhlambe ligcwele nalelo sonto. Kodwa umntwana uJesu khona uyaphila na.
And maybe you're even a popular preacher because you speak the language of the time. You modern, you are with it. You go with the times and people enjoy it and maybe they flock to hear you. But tell me, is the Christ child there? Is he alive?
Mhlambe ekhaya lakho la ukhona, waphuma evangelini wahlubuka. Namhlanje ubizwa ngobaba kuthiwa udaddy, o understandayo. Ingane zikubiza ukuthi ubaba wethu understand. Uxegisa istandard sikaNkuluNkulunkulu ngoba ufuna ukuzuza izingane zakho. Kodwa uyizuzela isihogo ngikutshela ekhaleni.
And maybe as a parent, you've maybe relaxed the standards in your family and your children, they just go the way of the world, but you support them, you are with them, and they appreciate it. They say, well, our daddy is so understanding, and you let go of the gospel because you want to win your children, but what are you winning them for? You're just winning them for hell.
Mhlamba uqalanga ngoba sewuphumile ukuhlubuka esontweni lakini. Uqala usekhona uzozwa ngolimo olukhulunywa yingane. Zothi mazikhuluma zethu, what is wrong ngokuba no boyfriend? What is wrong ngokuba no TV? What is wrong ngokuba namagame la zonke lezi zinto lezi? Hayi akonakele enganeni, konakele kubaba ekhaya, our daddy he understands.
And maybe the rot creeps in and it starts while you're in the church, even before you've left it. And it's noticeable by your language. What is wrong with having a boyfriend? What is wrong with watching TV? What is wrong with all these worldly, so-called worldly activities? Why must that be called worldly? The problem isn't with your children. The problem is with you, the father, the daddy.
Ingane sesibhebisithwa o-TV emakhaya. Umama ubhizi lingane lokuhle. Make yakhali nikeza iselfone. Make yakhali ivulela u-TV. Iyona mpilo yala ekhaya. Kodwa kuthi umntwana uyaphila. Khohlwa ufile umntwana. Uyitrain ingane yakho uyitrainela isigogo.
And today parents use the TV and the cell phone as the babysitter and as the pacifier. When the child cries, you just go and put him in front of the TV to keep him busy there and to pacify him, or you give him a cell phone to be busy with his cell phone. What kind of a generation are we raising?
Umntwana uyaphila makunjalo, khohlwa, akaphili, usele lela samshiya khona, futhi uyazi la wamshiya khona, uzomfica khona.
Tell me, is the child alive with you when things are like that? Is he present with you? No. You've left him and you've lost him long ago. And I think you even know where you've lost him, where he went missing. And if you go back to that place where he went missing, you'll find him there.
Ah, you understand. Ubaba Sibanibani thina sihamba no baba ba understandayo. Ba understand izinto zesihloko abazi understand ezezulu.
And you say, well, you know, we've got leaders whom we follow that understand us and understand how things are in this world. Well, they may understand how the things are in this world and how things are pertaining to hell, but they don't understand the things pertaining to heaven.
Lapha abazali bePaul ukuthi umntwana akekho baba semshikashikeni bahamba bemfuna indlela yonke asebeyihambile baze bayomfica eThempelini. Uma umntwana uJesu la umshiye khona umfuna uzomfica khona.
When they realized he's missing, they went back on their tracks, going all the way they had gone on their journey right back there to Jerusalem, and eventually they found him there in the temple. If you go back on your tracks, you'll find Jesus there where you left him.
Lokho kusifundisa ukuthi ngalesi sikhathi silahlekelene naye ukuze sifike kuye sidinga ukulidiliza udonga. Sihambe sicaba indlela size sifinyelele lapha ekhona umntwana sikwazi ukubobokelana naye.
Which shows us we've got to go back. We've got to seek him. We've got to demolish that wall of separation between us and him until we are then reunited with him again.
Ngaphandle kokuthi simfune ngeke simthole.
But unless we seek him, we will not find him.
Njengebandla ilona loyo ilelo nalelo lunga lebandla ngaphandle lokuba limfune limfunisise uJesu limthole ngeke limthole lingamfuni lona.
Each and every individual member excuse me of the church has that responsibility individually to seek the Lord and to make sure you as an individual find him.
Umfundisi wami, umfundisi wakho akakwazi ukungifunela uJesu angitholele yena uma ngingahluphekeli mina ukumfuna ngimthole.
Nobody else can do it. Your pastor, your minister cannot do it for you. He cannot seek Jesus on your behalf unless you yourself trouble yourself and make that effort to seek him and to find him.
Uphi umntwana na?
Where is the child?
Usekhona empilweni yakho?
Is he still there in your life?
Usaphila empilweni yakho?
Is he still alive?
Uyibuphi ubufakazi obukhomba ukuthi uyaphila?
Where is the evidence of that he's alive in your life?
Esikhathini esifana nalesi esiphila kusona, uyaphila yini umntwana uJesu empilweni yakho umntwana kaNkuluNkulunkulu na?
In this present time, in times such as these in which we live in, is Jesus present, alive and well in your life?
Kulesi sikhathi la intsha yanamhlanje idiscredita abaholi abadala bethi isikhathi abantu abadala sidlule sekuyisikhathi sethu manje umntwana uJesu uyaphila yini young generation?
Tell me, in this time where young people discredit their elders, their leaders, and they disparage them, and they say it's their time has passed, their era has passed, it's now the time for the youth to take up the leadership and to show the way that we need to go. Tell me, if it's like that, is Jesus alive in you?
Umntu ozalwa izolo ezalelwa kulibandla angikhathali noma iliphi ibandla okulona wazalelwa khona ngaloku kufunda nokuncane mhlamba le diploma onayo ngale degree nyana mhlamba onama ngabunayo sekudinga ukuthi laba abahola abaphambi kwakho badilizwe sekufikeni nama young generation.
Now, because of the young generation, you were just born, so to say, yesterday. You've just got maybe a diploma or a little degree, if you've even got that, and now you think you know much better. You think your new way, your modern way, is much better than the old way.
Ngoba nje wena ukwazi ukusho lezinto ozikopishile ilimi osikharabashakhanda bahlonipha abantu bathi hayi no yabona lo ugcotshiwe ugcotshwe kodwa umntwana uJesu akaphili izinto ozikopishile.
And you can maybe indicate or try to present the fact that you are spirit-filled. You can maybe even speak in tongues and you make up some kind of something that you say, some gibberish. And the older people might be impressed by that In the meantime, it's just something that you've copied from somewhere else.
La khona abantu abadala bese thina akho kuyaqhakaza sizokubona kukhula. Sekuyikona sekungaphezulu sekuphethe. Sekuthwa abantu abadala balahlekelwe isikhathi, dlulile sabo sekuyisikhathi sethu. Yebo singadlula kodwa umntwana uJesu uyaphila. Esenu sanamhlanje uphi? Ziphi izithele ezikhomba ukuthi uyaphila umntwana?
And maybe the older people, they are waiting for your life to blossom and to flourish, that they may see something good come from it. But then when you have any prominence, you say, no, the older people must move out of the way. It's our time. Well, maybe we older people have to move out of the way. But tell me and show me, where is Jesus who's alive and with you?
Lapho silindele ukubona izithelo phela ukuze situse sithi impela usibanibani wahlangana noJesu uJesu yamsebenzisa cha owakho uJesu ukusebenzisa ngoba kumele udiscredit abanye abantu.
We are waiting and expecting to see fruit in your life, that Jesus is alive from the fruit and the product of your life. But no, the only way you can somehow reach the prominence is if you've got to discredit those who've gone before you.
Kodwa sidinga ukubuyela kuNkulunkulu ngeqiniso siye kudlala lokhu kudlala okuchitheke kangaka namhlanje emabandleni kodwa simfune sihluphekele ukuthi uphi uJesu uyaphila uyabonakala ukuthi uyaphila na.
Let's stop playing games. Let's stop playing around. Let's start seeking the Lord until we find him.
Sizamela abantu emabandleni ukuthi kuze kuzobonakala ukuthi uJesu khona. Kwalandwa zonke izinto zezwe kuthiwa ukuze sibagcine bese esontweni. Akukhomba ukuthi uJesu khona lapho. Lokho akufakazeli ukuthi uyaphila. Izinto ezilandiwe zazogcwalisa isonto kodwa azikhomba ukuthi laba bantu balandwe uJesu basizile. Balandwe ngoba kugcwele imiqhumo legcwele emasontweni.
And then people say, we've got to have different means of attracting people to come to church. We've got to have something that attracts them. We've got to have activities. We've got to have music. We've got to have drums. We've got to have those kind of things that people like. Then they'll come to church. All of those things, you may have them and people may even come. But that doesn't show that Jesus is alive and Jesus is with you. If he's truly alive, he will draw the people.
Gazo lezi zikhathi abanye bayaphuma njengamabandla njengabantu abasha bebandla bahambe kuthiwa siyongcebeleka kodwa izinto nezithombe nendlela yethu iyamveza umntwana uKristu ukuthi naze ezinophawu eziphawuliwe ngophawu olukhulu lasezulwini na.
At this time people are going out to enjoy themselves, they're going to have fun, to relax, and so on. But tell me, when you go out, and even whole congregations that go out on these trips, but tell me the picture that you present to the world, the example that you set before them, does that show that Jesus is alive?
Kuleyo bagi, noma kulawo lolwandle lapha ebhishi lapho nikhona, baphawula yini abantu. Ukuthi kodwa hayi noma impela siyabhishiza la sikhona kodwa laba banophawu banento esingenayo.
Even there on the beach, wherever you may be on holiday, when people look at you, do they notice a difference? Do they see the presence of the Christ child with you and say, that person has got something that we don't have?
Ayibongweke inkosi ukuthi kulonyaka cha yamabhishi bathe stop ngenxa kakhuvethe.
Well, maybe we should say thank you to the Lord that during these days they've even had to put down some restrictions on the beaches due to COVID-19.
Kodwa noma ngabe semakhaya si enjoy sijabulela lokho kudla kaKhisimusi. Abanye abantu abangakholwa bayaphawula yini ukuthi awuhlangene umndeni wabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu banophawu noma ukho umehluko sibhukuda esizibene esifanayo sonke.
But even if you're at home during this Christmas period, do the neighbors and the neighborhood notice from that family, from your family, that is a Christian family? The way that you are together, the way that you do things together in unity and with peace amongst you, do they see that family is different, or are we all just the same and we're all in the same boat?
Mntwana kaNkulunkulu sisesikhathini sikakhisimusi isikhathi sokupha impela uzulithathe uyolichitha ibhodwe wazi kamakhelwane ukuthi akudliwe ebese uthi umntwana uJesu uyaphila kuwe hayi ngiyamngabaza.
This is a time of goodwill where people present one another with gifts, and at your home you've got plenty, it's overflowing. You may even throw out some of the stuff that you're not going to eat and you just waste it. And next to you, there are people who've got nothing. But your heart doesn't go out to them. You're not looking at how you can maybe also make this a happy time for them. Tell me, is Jesus truly alive in you if that's the case?
Ingane zakho uthengelile impahla zika Christmas, impahla ka Boxing Day. Impahla azoyiqhwa ngomhla ka 31, impahla azoyiqhwa ngomhla ka 1. Kodwa kamakhelwane kunengane uyazi futhi awudingi ukutolikelwa. Kodwa bese uthi umntwana kaNkuluNkulu impela uthi uJesu uyaphila ku engakuvula amehlo ukubona isidingo somakhelwane wakho. Lo seceleni kwakho miyake lo hlukene naye 5 imizi mhlambe enhlukanisile. Lo la esangweni kakho ophuma uchithela amanzi kwakhe. Ahlupheke mntwana kaNkuluNkulu ukhona uNkuluNkulu ekubusisile hayi ngiyamngabaza lo Jesu wakho.
And you maybe buy new sets of clothing for your children, a set of clothes they're going to wear on Christmas Day, a set of clothes they're going to wear on Boxing Day, a set of clothes they're going to wear on New Year's Day, and you've got so much. And your right next door neighbor, their child is going in rags. You don't have to go and look 5 houses down the road, just the right next door neighbor, and you're not even concerned about that. Your heart doesn't go out to that person. Let me tell you, your Jesus is dead.
Angazi ukuthi ngabe sifuze bani uma singamfuzanga uJesu, singamfuzanga uNkulunkulu ongamgodlanga, ongasigodlanga isipho sakhe. Angazanga athi lokhu kungokwami. Angidingi ukutshelwa ngakho kungokwami, kodwa wathatha okokugcina. Wathatha konke kungokwakhe, wakudelela thina abantu bomhlaba, bese sihluleka thina ukunakekela oyedwa uNkulunkulu esibusisile.
Who do we take after? Do we take after God? Do we take after the Lord Jesus? God who did not withhold his only begotten Son from us. Jesus who did not consider heaven and the things of heaven something to be grasped, but who emptied himself of all for our sakes, that we may be enriched.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasiza, uNkulunkulu abe nomusa kithi ukuba sihluphekele ukuthi umntwana ukhona, umntwana uJesu uyaphila.
May God grant us the grace that we will make sure that the Christ child is present with us there where we are.
Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ngalo mntwana.
We thank God so much and greatly for this child.
Kuyiqiniso kwakumntwana ohlukile ohluka ohlukileyo kubantwana bekhona.
Indeed, he is unique, different to any other child who ever existed.
Ngaphambi kokuzalwa kwakhe, ekuzalweni kwakhe, nakulesikhathi eneminyaka eshumi nambili.
Before his birth, at his birth, and in his childhood, up till the time that he was 12 years old.
Bawesimanga somntwana.
He was an amazing child.
Kwadilika ingelosi ezulwini zehlela emhlabeni zacula.
Angels left heaven, came down to earth to come and sing here.
Udumo kuNkulunkulu kweliphezulu.
Glory to God in the highest.
Nokuthula kubantu abathokozola uye.
And peace on earth to men in whom he has goodwill.
Wayahlukile kwakubonakala ikhulu zomhlaba amakhosi omhlaba ihlakaniphi zomhlaba zimguqela ebuntwaneni bakhe emkhombeni akekho ofana nalo mntwana.
The kings of the earth, the wise, the learned, they came and bowed down before him, acknowledging him that he is the Christ child.
Abazali bakhe kholo ukuthi bebemangele nabo olunye uhlobo lwengane lolu abalitholile kulesi sikhathi.
Even his parents were amazed at everything that they experienced happening with this child whom they had received.
Lengane na 12 years hamba nabazali kukhona kuyidlayo ngaphakathi kuyona.
And then at the age of 12, as he was going and traveling with his disciple, with his parents, there was something that consumed him within.
Yebo, ize ngendlela ejwayelekile yasemhlabeni ukufika kwayo, kodwa kuyakhomba ukuthi ayisiyona ingane yasemhlabeni le yasezulwini.
Yes, even though he was born, we can say, in an ordinary way, but it was obvious that he was no ordinary child from this world.
Abantu balomhlaba bafuna izinto zalomhlaba, balangazelela bomele izinto zalomhlaba.
People of this world keep themselves occupied with the things of this world. All their goals and all that they do pertain to this world.
Kodwa lo mntwana yena wayekhathalele lapho wayengowakhona, wayekhathalele kwasezulwini.
But this child was occupied and busy with the things from whence he came, the things of heaven.
Uyaqala ukubuka ngengqondo kwakunini lapha abazali bebona ukuthi habe sesihamba ibanga elide kangaka ayikho ingane la. Noma bebekuphawule ekuseni nethuba bakuthatha kalula bathi hayi sizobe simthole usahambile nje unyamalele nabanye ababehambisana nabo.
Can you imagine what it was like with Jesus' parents on their journey back to Nazareth when they found out Jesus isn't here? And at first they took it lightly, saying, no, he's probably just somewhere close by, and they carried on.
Emva kwesikhathi esingangosuku lonke ila kusayo ukuthi hayibo lo muntu ebesithi uzobuya qhamuke akekho phela la kuyila bethatha inyathelo ebheke emuva.
It was only after a whole day's journey that all of a sudden they realized with a shock he's not there, and they decided to turn around and go and look for him.
Njengoba sizwile lokhu kusinikeza kwisifundo kithi ukuthi ngiqaphelanini ukuthi izinto ayilungile empilweni yami. Ngibona nini ukuthi lo ebengicabanga ukuthi ukanye nami umntwana unami kanti sihlukene usengishiyile.
And we heard that's a lesson to us, an example of how we need to make sure and be careful and ensure that Jesus is with us at all times. And when and how will we discover that he's not there?
Lokho kuyasikhombisa ukuthi yize singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, kungenzeka omunye abe sephutheni lokuthatha isikhathi ukuphawula izinto ukuthi ayisalungile empilweni. Kukhona osekulahlekile, khona bekukhona okungasekho.
We can just take it for granted that Jesus is there. We can just take it lightly. But it shows us that even a child of God can go on his way with Jesus not there and that person not realizing it.
Kukhona ukuthi ubaba noma bangaqapheli izinto ukuthi hayibo isahambe kahle noma omunye athalalise ebona konakala lokuqhutshekiwe nje kuhamba kanti umonakalo kade uphawulekile ukuthi sewenzakele.
And maybe even as parents in our homes, in our families with our children, maybe things are amiss. They aren't as they should be But you as a parent just take it glibly and lightly, you know, everything is fine, and you carry on, but things have gone wrong long ago in your family.
Manje masebe buyele muva, sebe mthola emva kwenzuke intathu. Kuyamangalisa lokho.
But when they went back, and eventually they found him after 3 days, it's amazing.
Manje ngibuza ukuthi uma bemthola emva kwesikhathi eside kangaka, ubeke wasuka yini, washiya yini, wasuka yini khona eJerusalema, noma kuthe kusasukwa nje vele wamonyuka khona lapho, ngoba kutholakala ukuthi ube busy nezinto zikaNkulunkulu.
And I ask myself whether when they went back and found him there in Jerusalem, whether he had ever left Jerusalem, whether he had ever left the temple, or whether perhaps when they left there, did they not leave him behind, being busy with the things of God right there where he was?
Ubhizi usethempelini, baxoxa indaba, ubabuza imibuzo, uphendula imibuzo, bazokuhlakanipha kwalengane, ube nesikhathi eside salokho bekusenhlizweni yakhe ngalolu suku uJesu.
And there they found him asking questions of those there in the temple and answering questions with amazing wisdom, being busy with that which was consuming him all along.
Bayabuza abazali babuza, hawo mntwana, mntana wethu, yini le nosenza yona? Wasiphatha kabuhlungu kangaka, wasidukela. Ma, baba, beningazini ukuthi ngimele ukuba kulokho engithunyelwe ubaba na?
And so when his parents saw him there, they were amazed and they were distressed and they said, "Son, why have you treated us like this?" And his reply was, "Did you not know that I've got to be busy with the things pertaining to my father's house?"
Lo mbuzo kumele kube umbuzo ongasidla. Nathi hleli asikhona, bewungazi na, awuqondi na ukuthi hlobolulo lomntwana lo ubhizi ngakuphi yena na?
And maybe we've got to answer that same question. Did you not know that this child must be busy with the things of his father's house?
UJesu says ukuthi awu senhamba ibanga elide kangaka, sesinyamalalene kangaka. Cha, ubabuza umbuzo okuyiwona wona. Aniqondanga yini ukuthi mina yiphi indawo yami? Ngizotholakala laphi mina? Mina ngibhizi ngakuphi na? Ngoba ngivela phezulu.
We don't find Jesus saying, "Oh yes, sorry, shame. You know, we've been apart for so long." And he doesn't get into that. He just asks them this question and say, "Did you not know that I must be in my father's house? Did you not know where to find me? That I must be busy with the things of heaven?"
Okunye lokho kumele kuba sihluphe ngakho, sibuze lo mbuzo, sibhizi ngokabani thina?
And that's another question we need to concern ourselves with. With which things are we busy? Are we busy with the things of God's house?
Sikuphi nendawo thina? Silibele kuphi na?
Where are we? What do we spend our time on?
Ngoba uma siko kaNkulunkulu sizohamba indlela efanayo nalomntwana lona esimthokozela kangaka ukuthi weza ukuzosindisa izwe.
If we are busy with the things pertaining to heaven, then we'll be found on the same way as he who came to save us.
Siniki isikhathi sonke ithuba lonke sokuba kulokho uJesu afikela khona emhlabeni.
We will commit ourselves to be busy with that purpose for which Christ came to this world.
UJesu uthi kumele ukusebenza umsebenzi walowo ngithumileyo kusesemini.
Jesus said, "I must needs do the work of him who sent me while it is still day."
Umsebenzi wami kusho uJesu, kwenza umsebenzi walo ongithumile nongibizileyo.
And my work is to do the work of him who has sent me, Jesus said.
UJesu beliqonda kahle ubizo lwakhe.
Jesus understood his calling very well.
Futhi ubeqonda kahle umsebenzi abizelwe kuwo.
He knew for what he had been sent.
Ubeqonda kahle futhi lesikhathi okumele bakwenziwe ngaso lo msebenzi.
And he also knew the limited time he had in which to do the work.
Futhi ubeqonda ukuthi ngokwesikhathi besisincane kakhulu naso sokwenza lo msebenzi awuthunyiweyo.
He knew he had little time in which to accomplish all that for which he had been sent.
Ingakho-ke efunyanwa ekubo kaNkulunkulu ebhizi ngokukaNkulunkulu.
That is why he was found in God's house, busy with the things pertaining to God's house.
Ingakho ehlushwa imibuzo ezothatha abantu bayise eNkulunkulu. Kungayona imibuzo lene yize njengoba zwile abanye bahlushwa imibuzo abanye bahlushwa imibuzo egxekayo esolayo ehlaba abanye abantu ayisimuntu ezulweni.
That's why he was busy with questions and issues that would draw people closer to heaven. Those were the kind of the questions he asked and answered, not these other kind of things which just bring people into arguing with one another and where there is slander and there is gossip, not that kind of thing.
Obekumhlupho uJesu isikhathi sokuletha ivangeli sokuletha insindiso epheleleyo kubantu abaphilayo emhlabeni.
Jesus knew that he had to be busy with salvation which he had brought to man.
UJesu behluphekela ukuthi abantu bazothola kanjani ukusizakala baxhumane nezulu lokho abantu behlukene nezulu.
How he would be able to bring people to reunite them and reconcile them with heaven with which they'd been separated.
UJesu befuna ithuba ukuthi abantu bazohlangana kanjani nokukhanya lokho bese bomnyameni.
Jesus was busy with seeing how he can bring the light to those who are in darkness. That's why he asked, did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?
He
is this 12-year-old boy answering his parents, did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?
Bahluphekele ukubabulalayo ngokomoya abanandaba nalokho kuzobaphilisa ngokomoya.
He was missing and they found him there in his Father's house. Maybe you are missing, but where are you to be found? Maybe you found in the bioscope looking at worldly lustful films and immoral things, and you're looking at pornography on your phone, and you're busy with all other kinds of things that bring death and not life.
UJesu ubengenalo inhliziyo, ubengenalo ngqondo, ubehluphekela kwaphezulu ukuba afunyanwe esemsebenzini walowo abizelwe wona.
Jesus did not have that mind. He did not have that attitude of death. He was busy with the things of heaven pertaining to his Father's house.
Ubengafuna ukuchitha isikhathi sakhe entweni eziyize ezingenankokhelo ezingenambuyiselo. Ubefuna okwaphezulu njengoba ethi funana okwaphezulu usho uPaul lapho uKristu ekhona.
He was not busy with vain things, things that just waste and while away the time. No, he was busy with that which was of heaven. He was about his Father's business. What are you and I busy with? What are you seeking? Are you seeking the things of heaven? Are you keeping yourself busy with it?
Some are found.
Some are found
abanye basweli imali bafuna ukuthi bangaceba kanjani bacebe ngalezo zinto ezingasile ezimbi ngoba akusibona basezulwini babhizi nokwasesihogweni yikho belangazelela okwesihogo ngaleyo ndlela.
Some are just busy with sinful pleasures, finding themselves in houses of pleasure, even brothels. Some are just busy making money. Doesn't matter how they make it, in a good or a bad way, they just want more money. They're not busy with the things pertaining to heaven.
Kodwa nangu lo mntwana otholakala ebhizi nokaNkulunkulu, utholakala nezisebenzi kaNkulunkulu, utholakale nabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, uhluphekele kwaphezulu, ngoba waphezulu, akusiyena owaphansi, akusiyena okulahlwa, akusiyena ongatholakala endaweni efana naleyo.
But here was Jesus. He was found in his father's house. He was found with the servants of God, with God's people. He was busy with the things of God, the things from above, not with the things from below, because he is not from below.
Unesikhathi esiningi awazi ukuthi kumele wenzeni, awazi nokuthi kufunakala ukuthi uyephi. Uke wawucabangela yini umphefumulo wakho ukuthi umphefumulo wakho khona okudingayo kwaphezulu, ngoba umphefumulo wakho awudingi izinto zomhlaba, ufuna kaNkulunkulu, upha kuphi.
Maybe you've got so much time on your hands. Maybe you're even bored. You don't know what to do with yourself. Have you ever realized that your soul needs that which is from above, and your soul cannot be satisfied by the entertainment of this world? What are you giving your soul? What are you taking time for to give to your soul?
Lo mntwana uyamonyuka kubazali, ufuna kaNkulunkulu, hluphekele kwaphezulu. Hluphekela izinto ekaNkulunkulu, buya mntwana kaNkulunkulu, buya ehlathini, buya la ukhona, ake utholakale nawe usendlini yenkonzo, ake utholakale nawe useduze noNkulunkulu, ngoba udalelwanga lokho busy ngakho njengamanje.
Jesus was separated from his parents because he was busy with the things from above. You've been separated from God's people because you're in the bush somewhere. You're busy with the things of the world. You're busy with sinful things. Come back from where you are. Come back to your rightful place. Come back to the family of God and be in the house of God, busy with the things of God.
Ntomusha musu kumelana nabazali bakho. Musu kumelana noNkulunkulu. Musu kumelana nezinto ekaNkulunkulu. Thoba yehla funyanwa nawe ubhizi noNkulunkulu.
Young person, be reconciled to your parents. Come back to the place where you should be. Come back from your sinful life. Repent. Be prepared to humble yourself and bow. Don't go off stubbornly and being obstinate, resisting the way and the Spirit of God.
12, 13 years, 14 years, abanye 11 years. Sebe inkinga, abazali babo, sebe qhumizimva ekhanda, abasazi ukuthi bazokwenzani ngezingane zabo.
There are children, rebellious children at the age of 11, 12, 13. The parents have grown gray overnight. They don't know what to do with their child anymore.
Ingane ihlaza izwa, kufunakala ubakulalelwe yona, kufunakala abazali bathobele yona, lokhu belalele yona nje ukuthi ifunane, kufunakala kwenziwe intando yengane, hayi intando kaNkulunkulu.
The child is cheeky, the child demands certain things, and just wants his own way. And unless the child gets his own way, that child will just throw a tantrum. And that child is not seeking the things of God.
Isizathu salokho ukuthi lengane ayikho endaweni lakufanele ukuthi ibe khona. Yikho isibuso abazali ilahlekelwe indawo yayo. Awubona ingane enguJesu itholakala laphi yona? Ibhizi nabazalwane, ibhizi nabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, la izothola khona usizo, ibuza imibuzo ephusile, ifuna impendulo eziphusile, impendulo zayo eyiphendulayo embuzweni ebuzwa yona, iyabamangalisa abaseduze naye.
And the child just wants their own way. They're stubborn. That's not the way of God. That's not the way that will bring your life. Look at Jesus for an example. He was there in the house of God with God's people, asking questions that bring about life, not keeping himself up with vain controversies and other things that just bring people into loggerheads with each other. And some parents even close an eye to what their children are busy with at this time. They just let them go, to go and visit whoever they like, do whatever they like, enjoy themselves, drink if they drink, whatever they do. And they say, well, you know, they're young after all, they're only young once. But you let them go and do those things, not being busy with the things of God.
But here
was this child, there in the temple, asking the teachers questions. He wanted knowledge and wisdom, the things pertaining to heaven. We've been asked a question or questions. Where is the child? Is he still with us? Or have we lost him long ago? Has he gone missing long ago? We've been asked that question, and we've got to face that question and answer it. Where is the child? And the shepherds also asked, and the wise men asked, where is he that has been born king of the Jews? We want him. And the wise men, they were concerned about that. They had gone taken a long journey to come and find the one who was born king of the Jews. They wanted to bow down before him. They wanted to worship and acknowledge him. And if we've lost him, it cost us that we stop, turn around, and we look for him where we've lost him.
Doesn't
matter how long it will take us to find him, but find him we must if we want to one day be together with him there where his home is in heaven. May God have mercy on us. May God grant us to have that assurance and gain that assurance that the child is with me. And I even feel his movement within me. Not that we are like that mother who it was said of that she jumped around on the chairs performing before the congregation thinking the child within her is still alive and he had died long ago. He had turned blue. He was rotting within her and he was about to kill her as well.
And
there was just the appearance that she was a mother. But like there can be the appearance that you're a child of God, but the child has long ago died in you. And that may God grant us the mercy to find out and to make sure where is this child. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your living word.
ngokusithanda kwakho sambulala lezi ndaba Nkosi ngaphambi nje ukuba sikhumbule ukuza kwakho nokufika kwakho kulomhlaba.
Thank you, Lord, for your grace in reminding us of this during this time where we remember your birth into this world.
Nkosi Jesu, siyabona isidingo sakho sokufika emhlabeni ukuthi umhlaba wonke nezwe lakithi imbala lidinga wena Nkosi.
Lord, we see the need for why you came into this world, for our country, the world, and indeed we ourselves need you.
Ngaphandle Nkosi kwakho nokuba sishiyane nawe sikushiye endawana thize sihambele akukho kuzolunga Nkosi nasemhlabeni wonke jikelele.
And Lord, if we leave you behind and we part from you, nothing will come right. Nothing will be successful in this world.
Siyacela Nkosi usenze sibe nesiqiniseko Nkosi ukuthi ukhona phakathi kwethu. Uyaphila futhi uyasiluleka futhi uyasiqondisa.
And Lord, help us to make sure that you are with us, that you guide us, that you advise us, that you correct and direct us.
Sisize Nkosi ukuba sikufuze nathi sibe nale ntshisekelo yokwenza umsebenzi walo osithumileyo nosibizileyo.
Lord, help us to follow in your footsteps, to take after you, to do the work of the one who sent you just like you did it.
Qhubeka nathi Nkulunkulu, ube nathi ungashiyi. Sikhumbule nasezweni lakithi Nkosi engozini eziba khona kulimale kufa abantu abaningi ngakho ukuthi abantu badrive bephuza utshwala bethi bayajabula kanti sekuyithuna labaningi.
O Lord, be gracious to us even at this time. Remember us where it should be a time of joy, but instead for many it's a time of grief, where there are many who die needlessly because they drive under the influence of alcohol and do that which is not necessary for them to do.
Qhubeka nathi ke Nkosi, uhambe nathi, usigcinile Nkosi esandleni sakho.
Go with us, Lord, and keep us in your hand.
Sicela konke lokhu ngegama lomfelo wethu Jesu.
We ask all this in the name of our Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.